inside the Conical Theater Studio.
Okay, welcome back to another edition of the Comic Book Haters Studio. I'm your host, Umbrella Man, and in the hot seat today we have DJ Sloofus of Comic Book Haters fame. We have a few topics, 10 topics. We're going to just kind of fire them off and see what DJ Sloofus has to say on these topics. We're not going to get too in-depth. Anything to say before we start?
Well, first of all, Umbrella Man, I'd like to say it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to be here tonight, and I hope nothing too risque pops up, but I'm just want to have a good time.
Well,
I'm a little nervous.
Thanks for being here. We're all big fans of your work, and so let's get started.
Yeah, let's.
Okay, the first topic, and just whatever comes to your mind, you know, as much as you can elaborate.
Great. I've seen it before.
Hellboy.
Okay, Hellboy, a great concept, great art. I really respect Mike Mignola, but ultimately a little boring.
How about the movie?
Took away a little bit of the darkness and the mystique. Made it kind of like a fun, action-filled movie, but I like the movie.
As a fan of the blog spot, I noticed Rick, superfan Rick, mentioned that was a bit of an omission from the our film issue.
Oh, nobody mentioned that. Well, again, good movie, but best comic book movie ever, hardly.
Fair enough.
I mean, which is not a slight the movie, you know, but, you know.
Okay, next topic, something we've recently talked about in a recent episode, the genre of manga.
Manga, it's an entire world of funny books to explore. There's just so much shit out there, some great titles. I love Lone Wolf and Cub, the Akira, great stuff, you know, Crying Freeman I used to get into, but also a lot of shit, and unfortunately if you hit Borders, local Borders or Barnes & Noble, you're going to be faced with 90% of the stuff there is just crap.
The cliched
aspects
of the
teenager
genre.
Stuff. You know,
right.
stuff for younger kids, which is good because manga is drawing kids into reading comics, and Lord knows American comics aren't, you know.
Fair enough.
Yes. Am I okay?
Yeah, we're good. Very insightful thoughts. Next topic, Infinite Crisis.
Infinite Crisis. Do you even know what Infinite Crisis is?
Yes, I do. I'm looking at it right here on the shelf.
No, you're not. That's Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Close enough.
Do you want me to talk about Crisis on Infinite Earths? Infinite Crisis is the...
I know you have both, so don't even try to front.
Infinite Crisis, I'm a...
Answer the question!
I'm a big fan of it. It's just artistic merit, no, but just fun superhero, like, making superhero, shitty superhero comics exciting... Yes, it's just, what's going to happen next?
Is it fair to say that every crisis that you can imagine is happening?
You mean the Infinite Crisis?
Yes.
No, actually, I thought of a couple they haven't touched on. Like, possibly, like, a baby, being caught in a microwave. You know, they didn't really bring that.
What about, like locking your keys in the car
while it's running?
That's a crisis.
Yeah, they didn't really touch upon that yet either. So, the title's a little misleading. But the story that they do present is exciting and fun to follow. I mean, 20 years from now, I'm going to look back on it and think, it's a shitty comic, but right now it's fun to read.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Next topic, Jughead of Archie fame.
Oh, the Jughead from Archie.
Right.
Okay. I think he's a bit of a slacker. I think he has potential if he would only apply himself. Maybe instead of... burning all, you know, or consuming all those carbs in the hamburger and french fries, maybe we could put him on more of a low-carb diet.
But he is fairly thin for that kind of diet.
Sure, yeah, but also very lethargic.
True. What about the hat?
Very few people
a
can
crown.
Rock... Yeah, very few people can rock the Jughead hat. I think one of the Bowery Boys did it back in the 30s, and Jughead does it, and I think somebody from Will Eisner's Spirit had one of those hats, the kid with the scar, possibly... So Jughead, I think if he just woke the fuck up, he could probably nail Betty or Veronica,
Wait, I digress. We have a question from the audience. With us tonight, we have a special guest in the audience.
Who is it? Don't tell me.
A surprise guest.
Okay.
Somebody from your recent past.
I don't believe it. What are you
Schooly
doing?
Hey, what's your question?
Oh, you. Are you behind this?
Did I have a question?
Yeah, I think you did. I saw you raise your hand.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Or were you just giving me the finger?
I was giving him the finger.
Well, it's not.
Fair enough. All right, next topic.
Well, can I have a question?
Sure. You have the podium.
It's sort of the ultimate question. Betty or Veronica?
For me?
Excellent question, my friend.
I guess the blonde one. Which one's that?
That's Betty.
Yeah, I take Betty.
Okay.
Hmm.
And personality-wise, or is it on looks?
Just looks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm not writing a book with her, you know?
Next topic. Aquaman.
Well, it's easy to say Aquaman.
Also known as the Cappy of the superhero world.
Yeah. It's easy to bust on Aquaman. It's easy to say Aquaman is a loser. So I'm going to do something a little more difficult. I'm going to attempt to say Aquaman is a loser in Spanish. And I don't speak Spanish. Okay? So I'm not taking the easy way out here. El hombre de la mer es una... Perdedor.
Hmm.
Okay?
You learned that from a Beck song, didn't you?
No, Schooly was whispering it to me.
All right. Okay, next topic I think is going to be a little controversial.
What number are we on here?
We're coming up to 6.
Okay. I like a good controversy.
And I think this might have been a question better asked Schooly G.
But fate decreed
it
to me, eh?
Comic podcasts.
I know I'm going to take some flack. I enjoy the Comic Geek Speak. I listen to that one.
Fag!
Okay. Hey, look, I
simmer down. Order in the court.
Yeah, I don't enjoy... I'll tell you what I do not enjoy. Oh, my God. I listen to Indie Spinner Rack. Okay? It's another comic. The guy was unlistenable. The dude was very annoying. Okay? I guess I shouldn't say that, but, you know.
Right? Fair enough. Going out on a limb. Hating a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic. Robin the Boy Wonder.
You know, it's funny you bring him up. I used to, years ago, people would ask me, you know, which superhero would you like to be? And the obvious answer is Batman, but I always went with Robin, because then you get to hang out with Batman, okay? And
pressure's not as much on you.
Yeah, and...
But what about the costume?
Well, the costume
A little
is,
gay?
Yeah, and the other thing I was just thinking of today, actually, is I think in some ways Nightwing, you know, who's a grown-up Robin,
right,
is somehow more impressive than Batman, and I had a really good reason, but I can't remember why.
Well, he did go solo, you know?
Well, yeah, he went solo, and something about how he, I don't remember, but I had a good reason. So, Robin, all in all, I mean, it's really sick when you think about what Batman puts that little boy through. You know, I mean, he risked
Child
his fucking
abuse.
Life. Oh, God. I was reading the Batman newspaper strips from the 40s on the shitter the other day, and he actually had Robin flying a jet. I mean, it's bad
enough.
A lot
of pressure.
Yeah, he's getting shot at. He doesn't have a driver's license, and he had him, or the fucking Batcopter.
He's not even old enough to drink.
Exactly. Oh, God. That's probably why all those superhero sidekicks get into drugs.
Okay, next topic.
Yeah.
I think a topic also very near and dear to your heart. Because you're a big fan, I think, of the series, and you're kind of living it, Sin City.
Yeah, well, it's true. Sin City molded my personal life a lot. I had never killed a man before I read Sin City. You know, so that right there was a big eye-opening experience. Great series. The first series is probably the best series produced in the 90s, I would say, the one with Marv, of anything. Kind of took a bit of a dive with the family values, went down. The most recent, which is probably 7 years old, the storyline, but the artist, I forget what it was called. Great. Sin City is great. Are you talking about the movie or the comic?
Both.
Well, the movie was good, a little predictable because it was so similar to the comic that it was almost boring. But the comic, phenomenal comic. I recommend that highly to everybody.
How do you feel about the talk that there might be like something like 6 Sin City movies?
Well,
good, bad, indifferent.
I mean, I'll go see them. You know
Fair
what I
enough.
Mean? No matter how good or bad they are, I'll go check them out.
Next topic. Plastic Man.
Controversial figure in my life, Plastic
The glasses?
Man.
What's up with that?
I don't know what's up with the glasses. I will say that the Kyle Baker Plastic Mans in theory are good, but they're a little boring. But he's aiming them towards little kids, so that's good.
I noticed you happen to have a Plastic Man figurine on your shelves here behind me.
Yeah, I got that at a Wizard World, I think, for free. And, you know, we were throwing some of those out the window on the way home, but for some reason that one...
You kept one.
I just
fair to say you're a fan?
I think I just didn't know it was in the bag until I got home.
Yeah. Plastic Man versus Mr. Fantastic. Who wins?
I don't feel comfortable commenting on that.
All right, next topic. This is our last topic for the night.
Okay.
And I think the most relevant topic that's been asked here in the comic book haters studio.
Okay.
The comic book haters.
The comic book haters. I think they're a one-trick pony. I think, you know, I don't think that you need to drink beer to have a good time. It gets old just hating on something. Like, if you don't have anything constructive to say, it's not my thing, a little derivative. You know, if you're into that kind of stuff, that's cool, but I don't want to have to be forced to listen to it when I download their episodes.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have they jumped the shark? Where do you see this franchise going?
It's gotten stale. Again, it's gotten predictable. I don't know where they're going with this whole Cappy thing. You know, are they friends with him? Are they not? I really don't know what to make of that whole situation. I don't know what to say. I guess if you're into it, go for it. It's kind of juvenile.
On a closing note, if you had one thing to say to the comic book haters as advice on how they could improve the show, what would you say to them?
I would say if they took it a little more seriously and devoted some of their energies into making the podcast rather than typing messages to themselves on the forum, maybe their show would be a little better.
Well, folks out there in Funny Book Land, there you have it. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Comic Book Haters Studio.
Can I get a plug in?
Absolutely.
Okay, please listen to the Comic Book Haters podcast. It's available at thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com or on iTunes.
All right,
I really appreciate it.
All right, Funny Book fans, thanks for listening.
Okay.
Inside the Comic Book Haters.